Are you or someone you know suffering from chronic neck and arm pain? Orthopedic spine surgeon Dr. Michael Kluck is here to tell us about the benefits of the treatment option cervical disc replacement. This is Hello Healthy, a Dignity Health podcast. I'm Cheryl Martin. Dr. Kluck, it's great to have you on.
Thank you, Cheryl. Glad to be here.
So what exactly is a cervical disc replacement?
Great question. A cervical disc replacement is an operation we perform for patients with cervical radiculopathy, which is nerve root pain, pain that radiates from the neck into the arms, and or in combination with neck pain. And it's an alternative to a cervical fusion surgery. So a cervical disc replacement is we remove the bad disc, we decompress the nerves in the spinal cord, and when we reconstruct the spine, we put in an artificial disc, a moving mechanical disc that will preserve motion and allow for restoration of, you know, alignment and normal physiological motion, in contrast to a fusion, which is a procedure where we fuse the two bones together and there's no movement thereafter.
So when should you consider having a cervical disc replacement?
Well, the best time to do that would be if you're having significant neck pain and arm pain and you've gone through some conservative care and that unfortunately hasn't worked. Conservative care being physical therapy, some form of anti-inflammatory medication or a nerve pain medication, and occasionally spinal injections. Those are the modalities we use now to manage pain related to cervical stenosis, which is the condition for which we perform cervical disc arthroplasty.
So in your opinion, what are the benefits of this procedure as opposed to other treatment options?
The main benefit of doing a cervical disc replacement surgery as opposed to a cervical fusion, so I'll compare the two different types of surgeries, is the cervical disc replacement, also known as a cervical disc arthroplasty, again, is a replacement of the disc with a movable implant so that you maintain range of motion of the cervical spine. That has inherent benefits. As you can imagine, there's less stiffness. If you have a mobile device, there's less stress placed on other parts of the cervical spine. For example, the adjacent segment discs, the discs that are adjacent to the cervical disc replacement are under less stress when they're next to a disc replacement as opposed to a fusion device. And for those reasons, many people who are candidates for either surgery would prefer to have a cervical disc replacement because of the fact that it maintains motion. And there's some idea that it will prevent adjacent segment degeneration and breakdown in the future.
How long is the surgery?
Depends on how many levels we're doing. Most of the time, it's one or two levels, and it's anywhere from 2 to 4 hours, depending on how complex the anatomy is.
And what about the surgery for the surgical fusion? Is that longer or about the same?
The fusion's a very similar time in terms of decompressing the nerves and cleaning out the bad disc. What's different is usually with the fusion, you're putting in screws and plates and things of that nature. It takes longer to put the implants in themselves. So there's two stages to the surgeries. One is to decompress the spinal cord and nerve roots, and then to reconstruct the disc space. And so both surgeries, the fusion and the disc replacement, have a similar time for decompressing the nerve roots and the spinal cord. The reconstruction's faster with the disc replacement because it's one implant and it's generally easier and quicker to place the implant than using the fusion implants. And so for that reason, it's a faster surgery.
Talk about the recovery process for the cervical disc replacement and how long will it take for a patient to really see improvement?
That's a great question. There's a significant contrast between fusion surgery and disc replacement surgery in terms of recovery. So in general, both surgeries will provide pain relief when you decompress the neurologic structures. And so for that reason, both procedures are awesome for patients in terms of relieving pain. The advantage of the disc replacement is you don't have to wait for the biological process of a fusion to occur. And what I mean by that is, for example, if a person breaks a bone, the bone takes a certain amount of time to heal. When you're a child or young adult, it's quick to heal. It might take weeks or months to heal. But as we get older, the bone quality and the ability of the bone to heal decreases over time. And then there's other factors such as smoking and other disease comorbidities that impact fusion success. So that time for bone healing can take, 6 months, a year, sometimes over a year. In contrast to the cervical disc replacement, once the cervical disc replacement is put inside the neck, allowing for soft tissue healing, which is a few weeks following the surgery, the disc replacement is ready to be used. There's no long-term waiting for a biological fusion process to occur. Some of the disc replacements have an ability or allow for the bone to sort of integrate into the disc prosthesis, and that process is usually on the order of weeks as opposed to months and years. So the recovery from a disc replacement is significantly much faster. And so people are getting back to work, back to activities, much sooner than they are with the cervical fusion in general.
That's great. Now, do you need a referral to get the surgery, or can you request it yourself?
Well, you'll have to come in and see me or someone that does the type of surgery I do. There's definitely people out there in our community. I think I'm one of the only ones that do this type of surgery. So you'll need a referral to a physician who does the surgery. And that usually you can find online or talking to your neighbor or somebody in the community to find out who actually does it. And then once you're seen in the clinic, if it turns out that you're a candidate for either the fusion or the disc replacement, then you can have a discussion with the surgeon about the pros and cons. And as I mentioned earlier, a lot of times the disc replacement is the better option, and most people would prefer that over a fusion.
Can you talk in general terms, what kind of person would be an ideal candidate for this procedure?
The best candidate for the cervical disc replacement is someone who's an adult, typically between the ages of 20 and 60, and generally speaking, has one level of bad disc disease in the neck associated with spinal stenosis, which is narrowing of the spinal canal where the nerves are located, and isolated neck pain and arm pain. Those patients are good candidates for a disc replacement in terms of the types of pain that they have, or that could be relieved with, if you will, the cervical disc replacement surgery. It's also people who don't have severe arthritis of the neck. And that's a little controversial. I've seen over the years more and more people using a disc replacement in patients that have severe arthritis, and the results have been good. So I think as we learn more about the use of these implants and the best patient for them, those guidelines change over time. But in a general sense, we want someone that doesn't have a lot of arthritis and bone spurs, who has a disc that might be, say, 50% collapsed. In other words, it's not a bone-on-bone phenomena where there's absolutely no disc left. It's someone who has a degenerative disc with spinal stenosis and who's an adult, generally in the age range of 20 to 60, although I've used it in older than 60-year-olds. I can't recall putting in someone younger than 20. So kind of depends on the patient, really. I mean, there's a lot of factors.
Anything else you'd like to add about this option?
Well, I'm a big fan of it myself. I have family members that have had it. They've done well. I think in the hands of a good surgeon and in the right patient, in other words, the patient is a candidate for this operation, then they'll do very well. And it's clear that patients do well with the operation. And for the added benefit of those individuals that want to return to work sooner, that have activities that want to do like skiing, hiking, running, sports, really active people, a disc replacement surgery is a much better option than a spinal fusion, than a cervical spinal fusion surgery, as I said earlier, because of the time it takes for those fusions to heal. The other thing that's important that I didn't bring up is there's a more frequent reoperation rate in a patient that has a cervical fusion surgery. And that's because the biology doesn't always occur the way we want it to. In other words, the fusion doesn't heal. The bones don't fuse. If the bones don't fuse, then the patient may, depending on the symptoms, require a secondary surgery to basically redo what was already done once. And that's been published many, many times. The revision rate in cervical fusion surgery is much higher than in cervical disc replacement surgery. And I think if you take all those factors into consideration, less reoperation rate, maintain motion, decrease stress at adjacent levels, faster recovery, and of course, the good outcomes we get with decompressing nerve roots and spinal cord, which is kind of universal with whether it's cervical disc replacement or a fusion, the added benefits of the cervical disc replacement, I think, outweigh the cervical fusion.
Dr. Michael Kluck, you have done a great job on educating us on the option of getting a cervical disc replacement for chronic neck and arm pain. Thank you so much.
I thank you for having me today. I really appreciate the time to explain the technology.
Our pleasure. You can call the Dignity Health Medical Group at 209-564-3700 and select option 2 to schedule a consultation with Dr. Kluck. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social media and check out the entire podcast library for other topics of interest to you. Thanks for listening to Hello Healthy, a Dignity Health podcast.